This is a difficult text for a lot of reasons. This is a very difficult text, and we only got the short version of it. I was tempted to have just an easy sermon around it, sort of a Lily's plastic purse for adults kind of sermon. I was going to follow the text lead and go with a sermon about confession and repentance and sin, because ultimately David confesses and repents and says, oh, I was so wrong, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and sort of the end of that. Well, that was a little bit too easy. And it was too easy because I think in part it's a difficult text because of how it deals with Bathsheba. It's very dismissive dealing with Bathsheba. And so I thought with a story like this, perhaps it's better to hear from her. Now, I don't know how much I can inhabit Bathsheba. I won't try. I don't even know whether I should. So you'll have to forgive my imagining as I tried to wonder about this story from her perspective. But I imagine Bathsheba reading this story and just being, what the? To say the least, coming away with a lot of questions. And as I wondered what questions Bathsheba would ask, I wrote them down, and the list got longer and longer and longer. And so for this sermon, I'm just going to ask Bathsheba's questions. Looking back, I don't know why I put so much stock in pious observance of the law. I don't know why I gave so much energy over to rituals of purity, but that's why I was up there. Why were you up there, David? Up on that roof? Why were you even in Jerusalem? Why did my husband have to go off to war, but you got to stay? You used to go out into the midst of all the battles, into the heat of war. How come now you send others? My husband spoke so highly of you. He spoke of hiding with you from enemies. He spoke of being one of your, quote, mighty men. He spoke of your zeal in battle. He spoke of the loyalty you inspired. What happened? What changed for you that you chose to atrophy here in the city while those loyal to you lived and died? Are you afraid? Were you afraid of losing something? Afraid of dying? Were you no longer afraid? Were you so secure that you didn't need to fight anymore? When you saw me, you thought I was beautiful. What about me? Was it my hair? My face? My breasts? My nakedness? Was my beauty simply that I was not yours and you'd grown accustomed to everything being yours? What went through your mind when you found out I was married? What went through your mind when you found out I was married to your friend? How come you didn't even bother talking to me? Why did you send someone to take me? Not just to get me, but to take me. Lekach, that doesn't just mean to get something. It means to take something, to capture something. Why did you send someone else to seize me? You know what you did was wrong, right? I mean, do you know it? And not just because of your taking my husband's property, but because it was wrong to me. Some would even call it rape. When the king sends agents to capture you, you don't have much of a choice. And afterwards, did you ever wonder what it must have felt like for me to have nowhere else to turn but back to you when I found out I was pregnant? Do you have any sense of what it took from me to even send you that message? What did you feel when you got my message? Did you think of what it meant to me, or did you just worry about yourself? After you killed Uriah, or had him killed, I should say, after you used his loyalty to you, sending him to the fiercest place of battle and abandoning him there, were you relieved? Were you ashamed? Is that why you took me in? Did that alleviate some of the guilt? Does it make you feel better that I never found out you killed them? That even after you and I were married for so long, I never knew you were responsible for the death of my husband? What would you have done if I'd found out? And I never knew that our child died because of you either. I believe that it was somehow my fault, something to do with me, that it was my body or my sin or something. You never told me. What would you have said if I'd found out? Did you ever look at me and feel guilty or ashamed about how you treated me? Or did you just see my husband in your conscience? And Uriah, my husband, why did you leave in the first place? Could you not see that your loyalty to your king was so much greater than his loyalty to you? When you came back on leave from battle, why were you so damn pious and stubborn and loyal that you wouldn't sleep with me? Did you know the king was trying to trick you into thinking the child was yours? Did you know or even have an inkling that the king was trying to cover up his own misdeeds? Would you have been so loyal if you'd known? Even if you did know, why didn't you sleep with me anyways? None of what followed would have happened if you'd just been willing to be with me. Would you have loved me as much if you did know? Do you blame me? I know it wasn't my fault, but I still wonder what you would think about me. So do you blame me? Do you forgive me? Not for what the king did, but do you forgive me that I married your murderer? Does it help at all that I never knew he murdered you? Is there comfort in that? And Nathan, when I couldn't turn to anyone thought I could turn to God, that through you God would speak truth to power. But why didn't you even mention what happened to me when you did? Am I just a lamb? Livestock? Possession to be owned? You and God both seem so upset about the death of my husband, about the sins against him. Even the rape was a sin, that I was taken from him. Was David's crime against me not worth mentioning? Why did the child have to die? I don't know how I would have felt about having that child. It's not so simple as to say it would have been a blessing out of pain, nor is it so simple as to say the child would have been a constant reminder of trauma. I don't know what I would have felt. I don't know how I would have related to that child. But did your God even consider what the child meant to me? Your God, consider the baby, this little manifestation of life. Why did David's sin trump either of us? I wasn't there when you spoke to David. As I said earlier, I always wondered whether this innocent died because of me, and I feared and hated your God for it. Now I find that it was because of David's sins against Uriah. Why do I fear your God less but hate your God more? And to all of you, why won't any of you use my name? Amen.